This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The late Queen Elizabeth II resting place following Balmoral Castle is Edinburgh St. Giles Cathedral, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Following the memorial service, members of the public are permitted inside the cathedral to pay their respects. The coffin, with the crown of Scotland resting on a cushion on top of it, is to stay in the 12th century cathedral through Tuesday. Thousands of people line the route of the procession through the Scottish capital's Old Town to the cathedral as the former monarch's children, including new sovereign King Charles III, walked behind the hearse. Members of the royal family are to hold a vigil by the coffin during the evening. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukrainian troops have reclaimed a wide swath of territory from Russia and pushed all the way back to the northeastern border in some places. The Ukrainian military also reported capturing many Russian soldiers. The gains are part of a lightning advance that forced Moscow to make a hasty retreat from occupied land. As blue and yellow Ukrainian flags fluttered over newly liberated towns, the Ukrainian military said its troops had freed more than 20 settlements in 24 hours. In recent days, Kyiv's forces have captured territory at least twice the size of Greater London. That's according to the British Defense Ministry. The momentum has lifted Ukrainian morale and provoked rare public criticism of President Vladimir Putin's war. Again, Ukrainian troops reclaiming a wide swath of territory from Russia, pushing them back all the way to the northeastern border in some places on Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has made clear that he doesn't expect an agreement with Iran in the immediate future to restore Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers, though he said there's no reason for Iran not to sign up and European countries would remain patient. Scholz spoke after meeting in Berlin on Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, who insisted that restoring the 2015 agreement would be a mistake. Germany, along with France, Britain, Russia, and China, is still a party to the deal. The United States unilaterally pulled out of the accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump and reimposed sanctions on Iran, prompting Tehran to start backing away from the deal's terms. Donald Trump's legal team is again blasting the criminal probe of top-secret information found at his Florida home, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a court filing, the ex-president's lawyers say the Justice Department investigation is misguided and has spiraled out of control. Last week, a Trump-appointed judge granted the legal team's request to name an independent arbiter to review records seized by the FBI, while temporarily stopping the Justice Department from examining the documents for investigative purposes. Trump's team is now asking her to keep that order in place, calling it a sensible step toward restoring order from chaos. The department has asked the judge to lift the hold and has said it will appeal her ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos' rocket company has suffered its first launch failure. No one was aboard, only science experiments. The Blue Origin rocket blasted off from West Texas on Monday, barely a minute into the flight. Bright yellow flames shot out from around the single engine. The capsule's emergency launch abort system immediately kicked in, lifting the craft off the top. Several minutes later, the capsule parachuted onto the remote desert floor, but the rocket crashed back to Earth. The rocket, the same kind that Blue Origin uses to send paying customers on short rides to the edge of space, it's now grounded pending investigation. Recapping our top story, as Queen Elizabeth II's four children walked silently behind, a hearse carried her flag-draped coffin along a crowd-lined street in the Scottish capital to St. Giles Cathedral. Crowds lined the street for the solemn procession, just as they did a day earlier when the Queen's coffin was slowly driven down from Balmoral Castle. King Charles III, dressed in an army uniform, was accompanied by Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.